It's Nikki Sam and Andy Mark Borgman is joining us, and we are about to introduce you to our new Netflix specialist. Good morning, Megan Miranda.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Megan, you always have been a Netflix specialist, but you're sort of kicking that into full gear because, unfortunately, as of last week, you're unemployed like a lot of people right now.
Yep, that's me, unemployed, and, you know, now I'm working full-time for Netflix.
You're working full-time
for Netflix.
Good
for you.
Which I love. Okay, so you got through, like, a couple of series this weekend, actually, right?
Yeah, I did.
What did you watch?
So I watched The Tiger King.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Had to jump on that. Had to jump on that right away.
Now, Megan, tell us about Tiger King. I'll be completely honest here. It's one of those things that once I was a certain amount of time into it, I had to continue with it. Like, I was so far in, I couldn't stop.
It's insane. So you think you've seen it all. You're like, me especially. I'm the Netflix pro. Seen it all. Then you watch this and you go, no, I haven't.
You haven't seen it all?
Not even close.
I have not even seen half of it because you can't believe that this is happening. You can't believe that these people exist and that these are problems. And, like, I feel so naive because apparently there's a lot of issues in the tiger world.
So this guy, his name's Joe Exotic, and he's basically addicted to exotic animals in a way.
Addicted. Accurate, definitely.
Now, I kind of wish after, like I said, I was so far in, I couldn't stop, but I kind of wish I hadn't watched it because it grossed
me
out. It grossed me out. He really grossed me out. A lot of the people in it gave me sort of like the crawlies, the heebie-jeebies.
Oh my God, 100%. And I think what was the worst part is that it was hard to believe.
Yes.
And you're like, you're sitting there and you're like, okay, like, you know, like, I feel like it takes the whole series by the end. You're like, okay, I need to accept this, I guess, because, like, this is reality.
I watched the first episode last night, and, like, 2 minutes into the episode, they're dragging carcasses into the into the lion's cages. Yeah. I'm like, I'm out.
That wasn't even the grossest part.
That's not even close. There's still more to come?
Not even top ten.
Not even close.
The humans are the grossest part. I promise you that. It's the humans.
Yes. Trash.
What else did you watch this weekend, Megan?
I watched Lock and Key,
Lock and Key, yeah.
Super excited to watch. And it's like just this like mystical fantasy show that like it's like a mystical twist on modern day problems.
Right.
And there's a big mansion and you get into this whole like mystical story. And what I love about it is it really took me out of my problems of my everyday life right now.
Right.
And really just made me think about this mystical world where these like modern day problems of these kids are being solved by magic. And so it's really honestly a great getaway.
Yeah. The way they described it is sort of an American supernatural horror drama is what they're calling the TV series Lock and Key. So is this for kids, would you say, or is it an adult show?
I would say definitely. I mean, one of the main characters is a kid himself.
Okay.
So if you're a kid yourself, you can definitely relate. But I think it's for all ages.
Okay.
Because it really touches on every single person in the family.
Tiger King, I wouldn't watch that with kids personally.
Nor That's should just- you.
definitely not. Definitely not for kids.
All right, that's amazing. So Tiger King and Lock and Key, which one are you recommending, Megan, or both?
I'm recommending Tiger King because if you haven't seen you need to see it. Regardless, you need to see it.
You're going to need 10 showers after you watch it. I'm telling you, it makes you feel dirty.
Will there be more carcasses?
Yes, many more.
It'll be so bad.
All right. Once again, thank you, Megan. You are calling in from your mom's house where you've been watching Netflix nonstop for about 48 hours straight.
And I'll be here if you guys need me.
Yes, you will. Wait. Thanks, Meg.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. I love you. Bye.
Bye. We love you too. So, are you going to watch? Are you going to watch Tiger King now?
Yeah, I'm telling you, we went through the first episode, and it just looks like
you're in. Yeah, you're going to be like shocked. Get ready to be shocked. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, by the way, we mentioned that Megan has a lot of time on her hands. So, if there's something maybe you're working from home, you don't have quite as much time, but there's something you'd like her to review, shoot us a text at 92925. She'll watch it. She'll report back in. She'll keep us all up to date.
She's
We're
got
good
the
to
time.
Go. She's got the time.